Oh yeah, absolutely. The initial investment is huge. And when I first got into that hobby, I did the math, and I figured I'd have to shoot probably 500 rounds a week consistently to really save any money, you know, on the equipment. So I opted not to reload, and I'm not sorry I didn't. You know, you guys used to tease me a little bit because, you know, I'd buy, you know, case quantities, and I always got fairly good deals, but I didn't get it down to the, you know, 20 cents a round for, this was, see, it was about 15 cents a round for 45 ACP back when I get one for hand load. And I didn't get it down quite that low, but I was able to, I was happy. So I never really got into that. And I love the science aspect of that, you know, with the, and keeping track and the records. And of course, then you got to have, you know, you got to have something to measure velocity besides accuracy. You got to have something to measure velocity. And so, yeah, it's, you're looking at the time, it would have been about $4,000 worth of stuff. And I figured, well, I can buy a lot of ammo for $4,000. And I figured how long it would take to even break even. And so I just stayed with the shooting aspect of it. I had a lot of fun over time, you know, hunting with my brothers. And I have a daughter that shoots, and she's, in fact, she's right-handed but left-eye dominant. And just at the indoor ranges, see all these range commandos making comments like, hey, look at the left-handed chick, because she's, you know, her scores are pretty high.